The pre-game interview.
It's Footy Spotlight. Thanks to Rex Gorrell. Geelong also with us. Boundary side is Jason Doherty. And he's standing alongside a man who is a Cats legend, but now in the Saints camp as an assistant coach, the great man Boris Corey Enright.
Yes, Tom, we always talk to Corey when he comes back to the Cattery, and we're standing in front of the Joel Selwood stand. It's a fairly salubrious night you're here again, Boris, tonight.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Obviously a long time coming, and just saw the great man walk past, and it's going to be a big night for him, and obviously the Geelong Football Club, and we're here hopefully to spoil the party.
It's an amazing looking stand and ground now. I mean, you obviously played a lot of years here, so with the new stand, it's a bit different to when you played here.
Yeah, sure is. But it's just fantastic, isn't it? Looking around and seeing it's just about fully completed. It's a really good thing for the town and the community.
Boris, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Cass and Nieldy up in the K-Rock box. Always a pleasure to be talking to you. The St Kilda this pre-season, obviously coming off a finals appearance last year, and you always want to build on that. But how do you build on that? What are you focused on to ensure that the Saints are going deeper into September than they did in 2023?
Firstly, did you boys get a new upgrade of the box with this new stand, or are you in the same spot?
Same spot.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
We're actually in La Trobe Terrace now.
You got the double view. See St Mary's as well.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to watch them.
Well, we made some ground last season and had a taste of finals, but we want to do more than that, and we feel like it's we're in the right, the phase, but nothing's ever guaranteed, nothing's ever linear. So we're under no illusions that we just need to keep working hard and play the right way for as many games as we can and see where that takes us.
Four new faces, including two draftees. Can you tell us a little bit about Lance Collard? It's a great name, Lance. We haven't had a Lance playing for a while. I think Lance Whitnell might have been the last Lance we had running around in the AFL.
Franklin wasn't bad.
Well, we called him Buddy. That was the problem. And Darcy Wilson.
it's always good to see kids come in, and particularly in their first year, get an opportunity. So, both of them probably quite different. Lance is that that lively Indigenous type where he can do some things that you just you marvel in the footy field. You think of Bobby Hill and these guys. So he's going to be an excitement machine, and he'll be one to watch, no doubt. And then Darcy is a really hard worker, works really hard, runs all day, and he's a pretty good finisher as well. So hopefully those boys can have an impact tonight.
Corey, it's Benny Cass. I watched your practice game, Darcy Wilson. Geez, he's been well fed. Couldn't have smelled. I know we're not allowed to put weights down anymore, but I thought he was like 33.
Yeah, well, he comes from a good pedigree, I think. I saw his old man, who's I think he must be sort of early 50s, and I think he played 300 games down the bush, and he still looks like he could run a marathon. So I think he's in good order, and I think he's going to have a long career ahead of him.
You work with the players. We asked this to James Riley for the Cats, but who's a younger player at St Kilda who's impressed you and you think has a bright future, not just this season, but going forward for the St Kilda Footy Club?
Oh, well, I think there's quite a few. I guess our list profile is quite young. I think it's half our list is 23 and under. So we do have quite a lot of players that are in that, obviously, early stage of their career, whether they've with the likes of Windhager, Owens, Wanganui, Malira, up to sort of, that 50-game mark, who, when you play, I guess, three, four seasons or around that 60 to 70 games of footy, you're starting to sort of really flourish. And those three in particular have probably come on a bit quicker than what we expected. And what we've seen from them early stages has been really good. And they are quality people and quality leaders that we've got. Setting the example for those younger guys coming through.
Speaking with St Kilda assistant coach Corey Enright on Carrick Footy, here's Mark Neild.
G'day, Boris.
Hello.
Hey, I'd be really keen just to hear about the evolution of Ross Lyon as a coach. I reckon before last year, a lot of people had an external perception of what Ross was like. That's starting to change, or probably has changed for a lot of people. Can you talk us through what your experience with him has been?
Yeah, well, I can only talk about what I've had to do with Ross, and that's been now. Like, I had no prior contact or relationship with him prior to this, and you do hear the stories and the person or whatever, but until you're under the four walls and really see what he is. No doubt he has changed, and he's even admitted this is his third time around. He wants to do things obviously different and better. And he's well, obviously well respected, and he's done it for such a long time. He understands the game. He understands people really well, and his ability to get, I guess, clarity through with his messaging to a player and to a group is probably the thing that sort of really, you know, stands out for me.
Just on that team, so you made finals last year, as you said, and you did point out that nothing's guaranteed because development is not linear, and everybody understands that. Just a couple of things. So we're going to sit here and watch you play tonight like many other people. What will we see? Will we see anything slightly different to last season?
Well, possibly, and I think that's all you want to see every time your team goes out, is you want to understand what type of brand of footy they play. And I think for us, you know, that's what we're trying to build on. Like we did start the season last year, and we finished the season playing the same style of footy, which is really important. You want to be consistent in what you do, and for us, we just want to continue to build on that. And we feel that probably our natural, I guess, progression and growth area is just getting more games together and playing together as a group, understanding we're a year into this new system, how we want to play, and we just want to get better every time we go out.
Corey, one last one before we let you go. We're going to have the skipper on. I think I spoke to him during the week, and he said that the only one of the players to contact him asked if they could have something named after them in the stand was Stevie J. And he wanted us to say maybe gave him a staircase. Did you sort of text him and they could have, like, I don't know, something like the, you know, Corey Enright splashback?
I reckon if it's Stevie J, they could have a first aid kit because he's going to need it. He runs into a bit of trouble, the kid. Joel Selwood, what could I have?
What do you reckon you'd have?
I could probably be his cup holder, I guess.
The Tom Hawkins buffet.
Tom Hawkins buffet, we'll get a good run, don't worry about that.
Yeah, we suggested the Sarge Chambers urinal too, but I don't know if that got a run.
I think that's my cue to leave.
Righty.
Goodbye, Boris. Thanks
Cheers,
for
mate.
Joining us. Good luck.
See ya.
Corey Enright joining us on K-Rock Footy. We do really appreciate that Boris is good enough to come on K-Rock, even though he's now at the Saints, and have a chat with us.
The pre-game interview.